Studies already have connected moderate alcohol consumption with lower risks of heart disease. Research in today's New England Journal of Medicine examines alcohol's effect on memory and mental function in older people. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
For some seniors, happy hour starts a little before 5 o'clock. At this Rockville, Maryland retirement community, it means card games and conversations in the clubhouse. Joan Kelly and Naomi Gennari are regulars.
The majority of us come up here for the company of each other. And if you want to have a glass of wine or something, you're in a good environment.
They don't drink much, just enough to be friendly with everybody.
New research out this week suggests that alcohol is something more than just a social greaser. The study finds moderate drinking may actually help prevent memory loss and mental decline. At least, this is the conclusion of Mayor Stamfer of the Harvard School of Public Health. He's compared the cognitive abilities and alcohol consumption of some 12,000 retired nurses who've been enrolled in a long-term health study.
Women who were drinking low levels of alcohol regularly actually had better cognitive function than women who didn't drink any alcohol at all.
Stamfer's team gave the women who were between the ages of 70 and 80 standardized tests designed to evaluate how quickly they could put their thoughts together and how well their memories worked. They were, for example, told short stories and then asked to recall key points. Other tests had them list as many animals as they could in a minute or had them count backwards, subtracting a certain digit. Stamfer says this finding, that drinkers performed better than abstainers, helped up strongly, even when his team adjusted for differences in the women's health, diet, and social factors. Given these results, Stamfer says he would advise seniors that the benefits of moderate drinking outweigh the risks.
If you're not drinking out of matter of principle or religious belief, fine, you should go exercise and do all the other good things for your heart and your brain. But if you're abstaining because you're concerned about the possible downside of moderate drinking, I would say reconsider.
Moderate drinking is one, but not two drinks per day. But encouraging moderate drinking can be a very tricky message, says Samir Zakari of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Some people think if one drink is good for you, then two is better. And that's a slippery slope. And that can cause not only dependence, but damage to the brain and the liver and other organs.
Dennis Evans heads up research at the Rush Institute for Healthy Aging in Chicago.
Alcohol is really a two-edged sword. The dangers of overindulgence are way too widely known.
Evans says if a beneficial relationship between moderate alcohol consumption and brain function is more definitively pinned down by future research, perhaps he'd be less hesitant. But for now, he says, the only advice he can give to people about preventing mental decline is use it or lose it.
It looks like using your brain constructively is a good thing for preserving your cognition.
So he says, crossword puzzlers keep the pencils moving and stay active socially.
Nice seeing you. Why don't you get out?
As for seniors like this group who already have the habit of drinking, know that alcohol metabolizes more slowly in older people. So while drinking may stave off mental decline in the long term, the short-term buzz can increase one's risk of a simple slip and fall. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read the entire study at npr.org.